Ramble.
This episode is presented by Häagen-Dazs. It's love at first bite with the new Häagen-Dazs Dulce de Leche Bar, featuring rich caramel dulce de leche ice cream, swirled with thick, milky dulce de leche ribbons and dipped in milk chocolate. Indulgent? Yes. The perfect way to treat yourself? Absolutely. Find at retailers nationwide. That's Dazs. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace Blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma. This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart. Hi, it's Emma Chamberlain. Welcome back to Stupid Genius, my podcast, also known as my child. Let's get into today's episode. I just sounded like Philip DeFranco. I don't know if you guys know who that is. He's a YouTuber. He's like, I can't imitate his, he does like news. Why are we talking about this? Okay, but I sounded like him. Anyway, let's get into the episode. Today we're going to be talking about how do Venus flytraps move without a brain? I am so interested in this. Funny story, I did like a thing with Vogue where I like, or Teen Vogue, where I like, it was like a survey thing and it was like, you guys took a survey and answered questions about me, whatever. And for that survey, the winning answer as to what plant I am was a Venus flytrap. That got me thinking about Venus flytraps because they're actually very fascinating plants. They're probably the most interesting plant, in my opinion, that exists because they are able to move almost like they're an animal, which to me makes no sense. Like, how is that fucking possible? I don't know. So we're going to get into that today. I remember I used to have a phobia when I was younger of like sticking my finger into a Venus flytrap and then it closing on my finger and me not being able to get my finger out. Although I don't think that that's actually a valid fear. I think you could definitely very easily rip your finger out of the Venus flytrap. I don't think that's a problem, but I was kind of terrified of them growing up. You know, it would actually be kind of cool to have some Venus flytraps in my apartment. Not like I need it. I don't literally have any flies in my apartment. Probably because flies like can't survive in LA weather because it's fucking disgusting. And like they all just like die out of like poisonous air. Who knows? Surprised I'm not dead yet, honestly, breathing in all this like just toxic air all the time. I don't need a Venus flytrap for the flies because I don't have any, but like it would be cool to have them. But then they might get hungry because there's like no flies. Or maybe there are flies in my apartment. I just don't know about it. Lots of questions. Okay, let's get into it. Before we get into the guesses today as to why, how, sorry, Venus flytraps move without a brain, let's get into our word of the day.
The stupid genius word of the day is carnivorous plants. Carnivorous plants are plants that derive some or most of their nutrients from trapping and consuming animals or protozoans, typically insects and other arthropods, just like the Venus flytrap. How fun! If you are not an insect. Yeah. Bye-bye.
I didn't know that there were other animals that ate... Or not animals. Just fuck. Emma. My brain has been a little bit foggy recently. I don't know what's going on. Like, in my latest video, I, like, called forks. No, I called knives forks and didn't catch myself. Anyway, like, I don't know what's been going on with my brain.
I didn't know that there were other plants that eat animals slash organisms slash things. So I'm going to do more research on that tonight and see what other, actually, let me look up what other plants are carnivorous, because I want to read, see what other ones there are. Let's see, list of oh, it was the first thing that came up. Google is listening. I'm scared. I have no fucking idea what any of these plants are. I've never seen any of these in my life. I literally don't know what these are. I don't recognize any of them. I need to go back to biology. I literally have no idea what any of those plants are. The only one I recognize was Venus flytrap. So that's embarrassing. Welcome to my science podcast where I don't know shit about anything. Why did I do this? I don't know. I'm actually just ready to get into the guesses. I don't even have anything else to say. I'm excited to start guessing because I genuinely don't know. My mom, I called my mom when I was on the way here and she was like, what are you doing tonight? And I was like, Venus flytraps, baby. And she was like, oh, I know the answer. And I was like, shut up. I don't like that. Don't flex on me. This is my podcast. Don't flex on me like that. She's like, I know. And I was like, no, you don't need to flex on me like that. So I don't know. Apparently this is like common knowledge, but I don't know. So I'm like really, really, really curious. So I need to look in my Google notes like I always do and see what I wrote down when I was driving here. Don't write things down and drive. I didn't do that. I would never do that. I use voice to text.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? To be honest, my social battery is horrible right now. I am running on empty. I want to be alone for a whole week straight and see no one and talk to no one. I think I've overbooked myself a little bit, and so I'm feeling very drained. And hey, maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more time alone. Either way, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, because a full battery is the key to a full life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/anything today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/anything. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace. Imagine you find something that you love. Maybe you see your friend wearing a cool t-shirt and you're like, oh, I want that. And then they give you the website and you go onto it and it just doesn't feel quite right. That doesn't make you want to buy that t-shirt. A good website is crucial when it comes to selling your product or a brand. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. It's okay if you don't know the first thing about design. You can choose from professionally curated layouts with the Squarespace blueprint. Squarespace even has AI that can help you kickstart or update your website copy. If you're selling products, Squarespace makes checkout seamless for your customers with simple but powerful payment methods. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with the code Emma.
First guess, I think, is kind of stupid, but I am going to say it anyway because I feel like there's a chance. So the way, if you don't know what a Venus flytrap is, I'm kind of a little bit iffy on it too. I don't know much about them, but I do know that when a fly flies into their mouth, they kind of are like a green plant. They're like, seem like they're like an open, almost like an open book. And then when a fly or insect flies into their mouth, because they're attracted to the scent or the like something that's in the Venus flytrap's mouth, the insect will fly in there, get stuck, and then the Venus flytrap's mouth thing closes on them and then basically dissolves them and eats them. It's kind of dark. It's a little scary, but it's life. It's just biology, baby. It's how it is. So the thing is, plants don't have brains or like, they don't. So like, and they don't have like feelings or emotions or like whatever. They don't have like, so my question is like, how do they know when to close their mouth? Because there's no way, like for me, if I didn't have a brain, I wouldn't know when to move. I wouldn't move. Or would I? Wait. Interesting, actually. Because I think organisms can sometimes move without a brain for a little bit because of their nerves. But I don't know if plants have nerves. Anyway, so here's my first guess. This is just guessing based on the fact that plants, this is me assuming that plants cannot move, really. Like, unless there's like something else moving it, right? So my first guess is that when a fly flies in to the Venus flytrap's mouth, it bumps the top part, like the top, like, cause there's like, you see what I'm saying? Cause it's like a book. So it's like the top part of the book, if you will. So it bumps that and then it falls on top of it. Although I've seen a Venus flytrap move and it doesn't look like that's what's happening, but I'm guessing that just in case. What if it like bumps it and unhinges it it unhinges it and then makes it kind of fall down slowly onto it because it's moving around on the base of the Venus flytrap so that the top. Do you know what? I'm not that fucking stupid. Fuck all you guys. That, although I think it's incorrect, I still think that's a really valid guess, and I think I'm so awesome. I'm on my period. I'm overcompensating for my just inner self-deprecation because when I'm on my period, I'm like, look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh my God, why are you so ugly? Why are you so fucking ugly? Who made you ugly like that? So I'm trying to be, and like, who made you stupid? And like, why are you like lonely and shit? And then that's me on my period. And then my period ends, and I'm like, oh my God, it's hot girl summer, bitch. So that's my life. But I am awesome, and that was a good guess, but I probably know it's incorrect. It was incorrect. Okay. That was incorrect, but I like that guess. So do you know what? You wouldn't, if you're listening to this, so you can't see what I'm doing. I was just flipping off the camera. Sorry. Anyway, so that was wrong. That's fine. Moving to the next. I have another guess that's a little bit outlandish, but we'll see what happens. I've never used that word in my life. Outlandish? Am I 75 years old? What the fuck? Okay, whatever. Guess number two. Let's get right into it. Okay, so guess number two is that actually Venus flytraps do have a brain. And okay, but it might not be exactly what we think. Brains, like human and organism, like animals' brains are very advanced. They're like a whole chunk of meat, you know, and like they got the whole damn thing going on. But I think Venus flytraps could have a brain, but it's like different. So it's not like, it's not as like complex and advanced. It's a little bit more simplified. So like more of like a bundle of cells or a bundle of like, it's like a simplified version of a brain. So it can't really think. It doesn't have all the functions of a human brain, but there's somewhere in the Venus flytrap, maybe in the base of it or something, or like maybe towards the upper stem or something, it is like a bundle of cells that kind of control the whole plant. And it can't, it doesn't like allow the plant to obviously have the power and the advancedness of an animal, but it allows it to still have certain kind of intelligent functions. So like, it like almost is like, it's like kind of like a brain, but it doesn't like allow it to talk. Like, so it can like send out like to the nerves. Maybe there's nerves in it. I don't think it has nerves. Fuck. I'm being a stupid genius is so hard. Like, I don't know if they have nerves, but it like sends out messages to the cells in the plant telling it what to do. So it kind of has a brain, but it's just not like a human animal brain. No? Okay, but that shit was smart though. Okay, kinda. So I'm like halfway there. Fuck, I want to say living on a prayer so bad. Halfway there, living on a prayer. Sorry. It's like a nervous tick. Like, I cannot do it. I cannot say it when I say halfway there. Living on a prayer. Fuck my life. It's like an I can't not do it. I'm not saying blank again because I know what will come next and it's just triggering, so I'm not going to do it. I hate Bon Jovi. We talked about that in the last episode. I'm not getting into it again. I am not getting into it again. Okay. So guest number three, let's get right into it because I'm so fired up about it. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. When you want someone compatible, start the search on Bumble. It has the features you need to find exactly what you're looking for, like a 6-foot Aquarius who likes rock climbing and also wants kids, or a runner with a penchant for poetry who loves dogs and wants a serious connection. We know you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Download Bumble today.
Okay. So instead of, I think that I was close because, okay, can I ask if they have nerves or not? Do plants have nerves at all? Okay, so plants don't have nerves. Okay, here's my last guess. Let me see what I wrote down. Oh my God, I smell like lotion right now. It's not good. I smell like lotion, but like burnt. I don't know why I smell like that. That is so weird. I've never smelled like that before. This is off the record, but I was in a tanning bed earlier, and that's definitely why I smell like that. It makes all my acne go away, but I cannot, nobody can know that I do that. So this is where guest number three came from for me. So you know how like flowers, like roses and sunflowers, depending on if there's like light, they can open and close. Although that's like a slow process usually. Like you can't see that happening as much. Whereas with a Venus flytrap, it's very obvious that they're moving. Whereas with a sunflower, like you look away for like an hour and then you look back and it's different. But it's like a slower process. So it's like you can't really see it moving. This makes me believe though that there is, that plants have some sort of sense. Like they can sense things. Like not in a necessarily in an intelligent way, but they have senses. So they can sense when there's sunlight using some sort of like, you know, I don't know if it's intelligent. It's not like, maybe like their cells can like, no, not cells wouldn't be the right thing. Maybe they're like, I don't know. Plants are actually really, really fascinating because it's like they're alive, but they kind of aren't. So it's like really confusing. Like, how do they know? So like, that's why I feel like they have like senses almost, but like not like conscious senses. It's like, the plant is kind of it doesn't have a consciousness, but then it can sense that there's a fly in its mouth. Like it tickles something and then it closes its mouth. Or with a sunflower, it can sense the sunlight, it can feel it, and so then it opens up. So my third guess would be that plants actually have senses. Is that right?
Yeah!
No way! Yeah! Okay, wait. So let's hear. Actually, I'm so excited. I don't even want to talk anymore for once. I actually want to hear what the answer is. Let's hear it.
A question. How do Venus flytraps move without a brain? Oh, gosh. How do I move without a brain? Am I right, Emma? Okay. All right. Here's your answer to how do Venus flytraps move without a brain? The Venus flytrap does not have a nervous system or any muscles or tendons or any of those things you'd think you would have. When an insect or spider crawling along the leaves contacts a hair from the flytrap, the trap prepares to close, snapping shut only if another contact occurs within approximately 20 seconds of the first strike. Scientists theorize that it moves from some type of a fluid pressure activated by an actual electrical current that runs through each lobe. Oh, ho, Mr. or Ms. Flytrap. The Venus flytrap is one of the easiest carnivorous plants to grow. Okay, what is the list of carnivorous plants? Like a bored piranha? Or like a Tyrannosaurus Rex who decided to plant his legs into a pot? I'm Professor Fluleborg, and that was the stupid genius answer of the day.
I'm sorry. There is no way I could have fully gotten that. And I bet you couldn't have either. Sorry, I'm on my period, so I'm like attacking you. That's what, that being a woman is a disease sometimes. It can be really tough. We'll talk about that at the end of the episode. But wow, that's so freaking cool. Like, I love that. See, like, go tell your friends. Come on. Guys, that's cool. Like, that is so interesting. Because it's not, it's kind of almost like a chain reaction. It's not like it's like a conscious decision. It's like something where it's like the plant was like the way that it was created and the way that it evolved allowed it to close its trap on these flies without being conscious. That's fucking cool shit. Love that. I love that almost as much as I love, oh, that's a loaded statement, actually. Because I love so many things. I was just thinking about it. I was like, I love it as much as I love Target, because I was just thinking about how much I kind of want to go to Target right now. Like, that sounds like a good activity. But then, like, I love so many other things. Oh, my God. I have so many things to talk about right now. Okay, we're stopping the science talk. Guys, science talk stops in 3, 2, 1. Stop. Okay, now we're talking about me. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Walmart. I love the springtime. It's a great chance to refresh your wardrobe, home, or beauty routine. And you know what? I think you'll find Walmart has some great style finds that won't break the bank. If you want to upgrade your style, they've got clothes. If you want to upgrade your home decor, pick up some fresh new pieces. You can upgrade everything from your fit to your furniture in-store or shop it all on the Walmart app. Shop the latest spring styles at walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending. Now trending, your style at Walmart.
I don't know why I didn't want to tell it, but it just like, it's just kind of like, it's a little bit weird. So like, I was kind of like, do I want to like go into this? So basically for my acne, I've been doing these UV like red, like therapy, like bed things that help with your backne, acne, all of that. And it's probably like, I'm a little worried about it, but I'm also like, whatever. It's like proven to like be really good. So I've been doing this. It's like a tanning. It looks like a tanning bed, but it's like with red light and it like heals everything. It makes your wrinkles not happen. I don't know. I don't know if it fucking works. I don't know. That's why I didn't want to talk about it, because I was like, I don't know if this actually works. So like, I don't want to be promoting this shit if it's like sus. Like, I don't know. So I've been doing this for a little while now, and I go in for usually like 10 minutes or whatever, and I've seen actually really great results on my back. My face, yes and no. My face isn't perfect, but my back is like near perfect, and I've had back knee for years, and this has been one of the only things that's actually really, really, truly helped. I think it's called red light therapy. I don't know. I don't really set it up for myself. I don't really do anything for myself. I'm very not self-sufficient. I've tried everything. I've done like facials, all this shit, and like nothing was helping. Like getting back extractions, like trying like these facials for my back that I could do at home, like popping my back knee myself, like all this shit. And this has been the best. Also getting tan has helped too. So going in the sun helps as well. But this UV red thing, I don't know. If it's do research, I need to do more research on it. Before I recommend it, but I think it's good. I've never heard anything bad about it. Anyway, so I'm in one of these beds, and let me tell you, you get into a weird meditative state when you're in these things, because you're like laying there and you kind of feel like you're in a spaceship, and it's a little bit weird, and it's kind of makes you a little nervous. Like, I'll zone out for like a few minutes, and then I'll like zone back in, and I'll be like, holy shit, what the fuck? It's like, what just happened? And like, I'll be half awake, half asleep, and I'll start like almost hallucinating. And I talked to my friends about it because they do it too. And we've all had the same experience where you hallucinate weirdly when you're in there. Anyway, so a few days ago, I'm in there and I'm like definitely getting into my like, I'm starting to kind of hallucinate. It's like daydreaming almost. And I'm laying in there and all of a sudden I start hearing this buzzing, but because I'm like half awake, I was like, is this like, I couldn't really like function. I couldn't like kind of like figure out what was going on. So I just kind of didn't care. And so I was just laying there, whatever. And I kept hearing this buzzing, whatever. And then I started getting bit, like something was biting my leg. And I thought it was just like a sharp, I was like, maybe it's just because like this kind of like thing. I don't know. I was like half asleep. So I didn't really know what was going on. And I actually have a bite on my leg. Anyway, we'll get to that. So I'm like, what is this? And I look and it's a fucking like moth bug thing just fluttering around. I start freaking out. I'm in a tanning, or not, it's not a tanning bed. It looks like it. I'm in like this UV red bed. And I'm like looking and it's like fucking attacking me. And I'm like, what do? I can't get out. Like I paid for this fucking treatment and it's not cheap. So like I'm not getting out. So I like took the towel that was under my head and I started like pounding it. And I felt bad because I usually will like take a spider and like put it outside. I don't like to like kill anything. But like, I was like, yo, buddy, you're attacking me, bro. So like, it's kind of fair game here. Anyway, it was just like not dying. Like I'm sorry, but like it was just not, I'm sorry for the vegans, but like that thing was not giving up. And I was freaking out because it was so loud and oh my God, it was fucking traumatizing. So anyway, luckily, I mean, I'm still going to go back because I need to get my acne gone and also like preventing wrinkles. Like, sure, why not? You know? So that's that. That's my story about bugs. I don't know why I wanted to tell that story so bad. Now let's talk about the fact that I'm on my period. I think that's good to talk about. Oh God, it actually hasn't been that bad this month because I'm on acne medication that makes my PMS like not as bad. And can we just talk about what PMS does? I don't know what it does for everyone else. I don't know, but let me tell you what it does to me. Because I am fucking crazy. I'm not kidding. Like the emotional fits that I used to have before I started this acne medication that like levels out my hormones, whatever. TMI probably, but I really don't care. You clicked on this. You clicked on it. I don't care. I go psychotic. Like I am not, like I want to fucking ruin my own life. Like I want to ruin my own life. I want to text my fifth grade boyfriend when I'm PMSing. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I want to fucking ruin my life. And like, why? Why? I also like get so, I hate myself. I like look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, you suck. And then my period ends and I'm like, bad bitch. And then my period comes in and I'm like, you are so stupid. You're so dumb. And then my period's gone. I'm like, aw, you look so good today, babe. Like, why? Like, why is it like that? I don't know. But like, why do I want to ruin my own life when I'm on my period? I just want to self-sabotage. Like, I just want to fucking, like, do crazy shit. Like, I just want to, like, shave my head. Like, shave the whole, I don't care. I'm like, I don't care. I want to shave my head. Or I'm like, you know what? I want to dye my hair purple. I don't care. Like, I just want to ruin my life. Like, don't ask me like a genuine life question. Like if somebody was like, do you want to move to like New York right now? I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. If I'm on my period, I would literally say yes. I'd be like, yeah, I don't even know. I hate LA. Fuck LA. And then I start crying. And then I'm like, I just want to move to New York. Like, and like somebody could say that to me. And then when my period went in, I'd be like, no, that was a joke. Like I was kidding. But you would think I was being serious. And that's why being a woman is crazy. It's just, I feel myself being so impulsive and fucking crazy when I'm on my period. I don't know. I just think it's like kind of scary. Hopefully that evens out when I turn into an adult. Like, wait, I am an adult. Oh shit. A lot of things just went through my head. Anyway, don't want to think about that. I'm going to stop talking about periods because I think, you know, if you're a guy listening to this, you're probably like, shut up. And even if your girl listening to this, you're probably like, yeah, I know. I have my own fucking period. I think I know what it's like. I just wanted to vent about how I like to self-sabotage on my period. Like, don't tempt me with anything. Like, don't tempt me with food. Don't tempt me with weird impulsive decisions. Don't tempt me with, like, the idea of, like, trying to, like, text my, like, fifth grade boyfriend. Like, don't do that because I will fucking do it. And that's why periods are bad. Why? Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus Christ. Let's move on. Let's talk about something lighter. I'm going to Hawaii. When you're listening to this, I'm in Hawaii. I haven't gone on a luxury, not luxury, that's the wrong word. Like a luxury meaning like a vacation for my own personal enjoyment. I haven't done that in probably 2 years. Last time I went on a vacation for my own enjoyment solely was probably 2 years ago. I went to the Dominican Republic with my mom. We went to Punta Cana. It was a vibe. It was really fun, actually. I had a really good time. It was crazy. Like that was a really cool trip because it was just like, it was cool because I did not, it was like nothing I had ever experienced before. And it was far away. It took like 3 years to get there. Anyway, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm going with my two best friends. My besties! Sadly, Declan can't come with me. Declan's my cat. Always have to mention that. At Declan Chamberlain on Instagram, go follow if you feel like it. If you don't want to, that's fine too. He's like, I love having him, like him having his own Instagram. It's actually been so fun. Like, I love posting photos of him because I take so many photos of him and I love sharing them because I'm obsessed with him. So I have basically a Declan fan account. Anyway, but yeah, I'm so fucking excited. I'm trying to go to the beach. I'm trying to meet cool people. I'm trying to get a tan. I'm trying to swim in the ocean. I'm trying to paddleboard. I'm trying to order room service. I'm trying to fucking be a normal human being. Like, just, I just want to fucking have fun. I want to be a child. I want to be stupid. I want to be impulsive. Like, I'm probably going to be on my period on the trip. I want to go crazy. Who knows what I'm going to do? Probably going to shave my head. Maybe I'll fucking go surfing. Maybe I'll surf naked. Like, that's the vibe I'm feeling. Like, I don't care about anything. I just want to have fun for once. Do you understand that I am 18 and I don't have normal teen fun? Like, that's my decision. I choose that. But let me tell you, a lot of people think that I have this secret crazy life. I am at home. Like, please, I am at home. I'm just not even trying to go crazy. Like, I'm literally just going to fucking order room service at one and be like, oh, crazy. But like, that's what's crazy to me. So let me have it. But like, I just want to like let loose and like have like a fun time. I tried to like clear my schedule so that all I have to think about is like tanning. Oh, God. What I was about to say makes me want to throw up. Instagram. Instagram photos are very important. I'm excited to take Instagram photos. I'm sorry. Why is that what everybody gets excited for when they go on vacation these days? That's so disgusting. Like, I said that I'm, like, my mind went to me being excited about taking Instagram photos before I was excited about room service. And, like, that's scary to me. But I love that, like dressing up in cute outfits and like, you know, me and my friends like taking photos of each other. It's fun. It's a good bonding experience. Why is that like that? That's a good stupid genius question. Like, why is Instagram so gratifying? Like, why do I want to post? Like, why don't I just never post again? Like, why do I want to continue posting? What makes you want to post on social media? Like, what is the like drive there? Because if you think about it, like, what's the point of it all? My eye is twitching because I'm fucking going insane right now. Like, my right eye is literally like fucking like pulsating. All I can think about is the fact that I'm getting Takaya, which, if you don't know what that is, it's like vegan. Well, it's not always vegan. They have meat too, but they have the best like healthy Mexican food. And I love Mexican food. I've always loved it. But Takaya is great because you don't feel like shit after. Anyway, so off topic. But like, that's all I can think about. Like, my mouth is like wet right now thinking about it. So keep that in mind. And that's my period talking too. There it is. Me thinking so much about, I've been thinking, like I'm like staring at the wall right now. Just, I can see the fucking burrito I'm gonna eat. It's crazy. Like I can see it. It's like, wow, it's one sexy burrito. I'm saying. Want to know my burrito order from Takaya? Because it's different than normal. Let's talk burritos. It's a big deal. I love burritos. Favorite food. I'm obsessed. Even though my burrito order and my sushi orders, both of those are very boring in some people's eyes. Because I, you know, with sushi, I get cucumber avocado rolls.
Wow.
That's sad. And then for burritos, I get rice, beans, and cheese in a whole wheat tortilla, if that's an option. That's like my go-to order. Those two are boring orders, but I love the simplicity of both of those things. I think it's great. But I actually get a really interesting order at Takaya, even though nobody knows what Takaya is unless you fucking live in LA. And so this is just going to be irrelevant and no one's going to care. But I'm so excited about my burrito, I'm going to tell you. So they have a gluten-free tortilla. I get that. I'm like, my mouth is watering. I'm like spitting. I get cauliflower rice instead of regular rice, which is weird because I like regular rice a lot. And I never thought I would actually make the switch over to cauliflower rice because I was like, that's so sad and depressing. But one time when I was eating at Takaya, they brought out my burrito and it was with cauliflower rice on accident. And I ate it and I was like, oh shit. This is actually really good. I was like, this is actually good. And I didn't even notice at first. And that's obviously like a nice fibrous option. So why not? So I get that. And then I get the cauliflower rice. And then I get tofu in it. Because, you know, got to get that protein in somehow. Then I get black beans. And then I get vegan Chipotle Jack cheese. And then I get, oh, it has salsa in it. Not mild salsa, though. I hate that. And then I put a hot sauce on it. And so, guys, I might have to wrap this podcast up. I can't stop thinking about it. I'm not kidding. I'm so excited. I literally feel like wipe the sides of my mouth. Like I'm like so hungry right now for that. Burritos are like the real ultimate food. Like it's so warm and like happy. Do I need therapy? Like, when I eat a burrito, I feel like everything's okay. Really. I miss the burritos from my hometown, though. They have, there's this one place that's just so fucking good, and I haven't had that in probably a year. And now I'm sad. You know what? I'm on my period. I'm impulsive, and I might fucking fly home tonight. Get a burrito and fly home. I don't even care. Fuck it. I might move home. See, that's the type of shit I like to say when I'm on my period. I like to get reactions out of everybody. Like, I'll say shit that'll, like not, like, things that'll upset anybody, but things that'll be like, what? Are you okay? I'm like, nah, I'm just said that. Because, like, I just want to make everybody freak out when I'm on my period so that we're all on the same level. I want us all to even out. It's like a disease. It's a disease. Yeah, it's not good. But, like, but at least I'm, like, being honest. Like, okay. Girls who are like, I'm like so myself on my period, like, and nothing changes. Shut up. You're fucking lying to your boy. You're lying. You're just lying so that you seem cool in front of Jimmy and science. I don't fucking care. You're a crazy bitch on your period. So we all are. Don't act special here. Jimmy and science is going to date you whether you're a crazy bitch on your period or not. Because God, like, he doesn't care. He'll figure it out. Maybe. You guys might break up. I don't know. Sorry, I don't know. It depends on how crazy you are. Who knows? To wrap up this episode, I think I'm going to tell a crazy period story because I think that would be funny. We're going to talk about... Oh, this was sad. Yeah, this was sad. All right, picture this. Freshman year of high school, baby. I had just gotten my period a few months ago. Already was kind of like, I mean, I had it under control. I like, you know, whatever. And I don't feel like my period was very heavy back then. I won't go into detail. Anyway, so I'm at In-N-Out, which is like, you know, everyone knows what In-N-Out is. I'm not going to fucking explain. I'm at In-N-Out after a football game. And I was with like a few guys from my school, a few girls from my school. Actually, the guys didn't go to my school, but they're from the guy school because I went to girl school. So we had the brother school. Anyway, irrelevant. So we're at In-N-Out and I was on the inner, I was like, we were in a booth and we were all eating, whatever. Well, not me because I'm a fucking vegetarian, so I never got to have fun. And I'm sitting there, whatever, and everything seemed fine to me. Like I wasn't whatever. I didn't know if I was on, I wasn't on my period at the time. So I was like, nothing was going through my head. And the booths were white plastic. So it was just white. And finally everybody was done eating and everybody starts sliding out of the, fuck, the story sucks. I just don't even want to relive it. I'm cringing. So this would have been fine if there was no guys around, but that was what hurt. So basically we're like sliding and I wasn't comfortable with myself yet. Now I would be fine with this. If this happened to me now, I'd be like, oh my God, guys, holy shit. Whereas back then when I was a freshman in high school, I was like, for me, bodily functions were very embarrassing. I don't know why that's a thing when you're younger, but it was. Anyway, I'm sliding out of the booth and I look to my left and I'm like, oh my God, there's fucking period blood everywhere. I'd gotten my period while we were sitting there, didn't feel it somehow. Don't know what was fucking, don't know where my mind was. So I bled all over this white plastic booth and I was in the, well, luckily nobody had to slide past me. One of the guys, I hope he's not listening to this. He was, I'm not going to be mean. He was kind of a little bit like, ooh, you know what I mean? That type of guy. Like on the football team, whatever. And he was like, oh, I think somebody spilled like ketchup. And I was like, oh yeah, don't worry about it. They'll clean it up. I was like, just go, let's go. Like I was like, the Uber's here. Like we gotta go. Why was I Ubering freshman year? That's so weird. Anyway, the Uber's here. I was like 2 years old. Guys, the Uber's here. Let's roll out. I was fucking 7. I don't know what the fuck. Okay, anyway. Yeah. I was fucking mortified. Luckily, nobody cared. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's just ketchup. I was like, y'all, that ain't ketchup. I was like, that's my blood. And I felt really, really bad, actually, because, you know, whoever had to clean that up, I'm so sorry in advance. Now, to make up for my, you know, negligence before, now if this were to happen, I would 100% clean it up and not care. I would be like, this is the type of person I am now, and I'm so proud that I'm now like this and not, like, you know, trying to hide the fact that I fucking bleed out of my vagina once a month. Like, I now would be like, yo, like if everybody was like walking away, I would be like, yo guys, look at this shit. Check this shit. Get over here. Holy shit. I bled everywhere. That's literally the type of person I am. Like, I just don't care anymore. But that wasn't always that way. So maybe I also just have better friends now and that's why I feel comfortable. I don't think that's it though. I think I just really stopped caring. Like, give me, you know, a few years of just like caring too much, I got tired. So that's my crazy period story. I have other ones. That one was one of the worst, I would say. Because that one was like in a social environment. All of my other like crazy periods stories were like me by myself. So it was like, yeah, that's like crazy, but also like I was by myself. So like, who gives a fuck? So, like, it's like not like it was like not, you know, maybe we'll tell those another time, but I think you guys are all throwing up by now, projectiles. So, I will stop talking about me, my bodily functions. This podcast should be renamed Emma's Orifices. That's disgusting. Emma Leaking Podcast. That should be Emma's new podcast name. Why am I talking about myself in third person? I need to go eat my burrito. Okay, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you had fun. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Stupid Genius on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to check out Ramble Official on Instagram for more behind-the-scenes video and content for Stupid Genius. I also just launched Plum Merch because I'm obsessed with plums. I don't know if I've talked about that on the podcast, but I know I talk about it a lot on every other platform. So go check that out. It might be sold out. Hopefully it's not. It isn't launched yet when I'm recording this, so I don't fucking know. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Oh, shopemmachamberlain.com. All right, check it out. All right, love you guys. Peace.